जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय घोर भक्त वृंद तिम्रंजस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. I was born into the darkest of ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes to the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. I'd like to thank you for asking me to speak today. I also like to thank Sri Prahlad Nandaswami for a very nice education about Lord Chaitanya. When Mimi Maharaj, put the mic closer. Anybody can hear me now? When Mimi Maharaj was speaking with the Nava Yogendras, he inquired on many topics, and one of them was about the different avatars in the different yugas. So then Karna Bhajana Muni explained to him about the different avatars, and speaking about Kali Yuga, he described the Kali Yuga avatar. Krishna Varnam Tuja Krishnam Sango Panga Astra Panshada Sankirtan Yagya Praya Yajantihi Sumedasa. That in the age of Kali, that Lord Krishna would come, he'd be Krishna Varna, but he would be a Krishna. He would not be dark, he would not be blackish, he would be a Krishna. That his, in previous yugas, in previous incarnations, Krishna always has weapons. He has Shankar, Chakra, this guy, he has his Gada, Padma, he has various weapons that he carries. But in the Kali Yuga, he doesn't carry weapons of that sort. He has his Sangha and his Parsha. These are his weapons. These are his Astras. And he teaches the Sankirtan Yajna. This will be the Yajna for this age. The Sankirtan Yajna. And those who are intelligent, they will follow him. Those who are intelligent will follow him. So that he described in a nutshell the activities of Lord Chaitanya. He does not go into the intimate, the perhaps more esoteric reasons for Lord Chaitanya's coming in his manifestation, because that would be way beyond the level of the interest or intelligence, ability to grasp of persons who are in the Kali Yuga. As we can see, people have become more and more degraded in Kali Yuga, and as Kali Yuga, technically speaking, Kali Yuga has not even started yet. According to the Surya Siddhanta, there is a Yuga Sandhi 36,000 years before and 36,000 years after the Kali Yuga. So technically speaking, we're only in the Sandhi of Kali Yuga. The Yuga really will not start for another 31,000 years. Then you will, if it is getting bad already, you can only imagine how bad it will get then. So the main thing he was describing is the Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada often explained that he gave the example that the introductory study is the Bhagavad Gita, and the graduate study is the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then the postgraduate study is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everybody has heard this? Prabhupada say this? Why is that? There's a reason. The final instruction of the Bhagavad Gita is what? Sarva dharman parityagya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papevya moksha yashami matuja. That the misery of material life. Screaming. The That the last instruction of the Gita is to give up all these other dharmas. And what is the first instruction of the Bhagavatam? And the second verse is that we are kicking out all these kaitava dharma, all these bogus dharmas. We're kicking those out. And then what is the last verse? The last verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is in Canto 12, Chapter 13, Verse 23. The following verse is just the English that Vyasadeva writes: I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering. That's 12, 13, 23. So the last verse of the Bhagavatam introduces the Harinam Sankirtan, which is what the Yuga Avatar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is going to be engaged in. He's going to be doing Harinam Sankirtan. So this focusing on the chanting of the holy name is as a yajna. In Manu Samhita, he gives many explanations of various types of yajnas, and which is better than this type of yajna is doing this. Finally, Manu explains that the best form of yajna is the japa yajna, the chanting of the holy name. This is the highest form of yajna. Bhakti Siddhanta, our Purvacharya, he has made a very elaborate study explaining how all the different paraphernalia which is found in Agnihotra, there is all equivalents in the Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. For example, we read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya had a special style of kirtan when he was in Puri. The kirtan had a special formation. There would be one kirtan leader. There would be how many drummers? Four drummers, isn't it? Certain number of kartels, certain number of singers, and then there would be many kirtan parties, not just one big kirtan, but many kirtan parties. So, Bhakti Siddhanta, he made a study like this. We could say that the kirtan, the four mardangas, would be like the four Vedas. And if you have an elaborate yajna, there would be four yajna kundas. And then there's a special priest who makes sure that all the other priests are chanting properly. That would be like the kirtan leader. And he made, this may not be exactly, but that's what Bhakti Siddhanta did a study, all the different parts. How the Harinam Sankirtan is exactly a yajna. Not only is it said so in the Shastras, but he gave a one-to-one correspondence of all the parts of the yajna. So this chanting of the holy name is extremely important. The Lord Chaitanya, he engaged himself in very intensive kirtan, starting in Srivas Anga. But only persons of the correct mentality were even allowed into the kirtan. Not anybody could go into the kirtan. And he could tell. If somebody was not of the right mentality, he could immediately sense it. He would stop the kirtan, then they would search the house if the person was not of the correct mentality. Because the entering into the kirtan, the kirtan is meant not to show off the musical ability of the performer, of the singer or the musicians. I've heard that Bhakti Siddhanta purposely would sing out of tune to show that it's not a theatrical or musical presentation. And even Some of the best known kirtan leaders in ISKCON are not good singers. They're not good singers. But what is important is their deep devotion. Their deep devotion. That they are not there to glorify themselves. They are there to praise the Holy Name, to enter into a sacrament, to enter into a sacrifice. It is a very serious and deep thing. I was once listening to a tape of a kirtan led by Indra, and in between after he leads, then everybody's singing. You can hear him chastising one devotee that you haven't got the right mood. Your mind is not focused. And he's saying to them, your mind is not focused. This is a kirtan. It's not entertainment. We're not here to entertain ourselves. We're not here to entertain other people either. We are here to worship the Lord. We have to worship them. And we notice that persons who are very expert in performing this yajna, the Sankirtan yajna, they know how to perform a kirtan in such a way that the mind gets into what? It becomes dhyana. We become totally meditating on the whole process is to meditate on the holy name. Not that every 5 minutes we change the tune so that to show how many tunes I know. I can, in one kirtan, I can lead 15 different tunes. No, that's not the purpose. No, the same tune goes on for hours. When my godbrother Nirguna left his body, Kurma, my godbrother Kurma was leading the kirtan. The same tune, 7 hours. No change. But everybody was walking 6 inches above the ground. It was completely in trance. It's a trance. Huh? What is the... In Ashtanga Yoga, what are the higher levels? Dhyana and Samadhi. You get completely absorbed in that holy name. That holy name. It's a holy name. It is the name of Krishna. It is not a mundane sound vibration. Srila Prabhupada often gave the example that if we were to chant some mundane name like John, how long could you chant that name? You would become tired very, very quickly, like any mundane karmi music. It goes out of fashion very quickly. But we are still singing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. After 500 years, we are still singing the same song. Srila Prabhupada said about Narottam Das Thakur, there's a certain genre of music in the West called the blues, where people are singing about their lamentations, about how hard their life is, etc. Apparently Srila Prabhupada said that Narottam Das Thakur, he is the originator of the blues. He is the originator of the blues, because he's just singing his lamentations about his separation from Krishna, separation from Lord Chaitanya. So why is it that the holy name is so important? Why is it? Because Krishna is non-different from his name. He is identical to his name. Totally, exactly the same as his name. Any other mundane name, there's a difference between that and the object it represents. If you are thirsty, you simply cannot say the word water. It will not quench your thirst. Speaking of which, where is my water right here? But Krishna is identical to his name. So when we are chanting the name of Krishna, whether or not we understand it, whether or not we are realizing it, Krishna is present. He is exactly in our presence. We don't have to understand it. Just like when you go to a doctor, you're sick. A doctor gives you an injection. Do you have to have a degree in biochemistry to figure out how the molecules of the medicine are interacting with your body and how then this way you'll get better? No. All you need to do is have the medicine injected in you and the effect will be there. You don't have to have a degree in biochemistry to understand. Similarly, whether or not we understand it, being in the presence of Krishna in his holy, in the form of his holy name, has an effect. The more we associate, the more the effect will be. Just as if you put an iron in the fire, the longer you leave the iron in the fire, the hotter the fire is, after a certain time, what happens? The iron turns into fire. It comes out red hot. If you touch it to anything, it will burst into flames. Similarly, if we keep our consciousness in the association of the holy name, then we will get that same quality. Because that is actually our own qualities. Because we are a small part and parcel of the Lord. So Krishna is, what are some of his qualities? He's got many qualities. Yam shama sundaram. What is that verse? And Shama says, Achintya Guna Sarupa. Achintya has inconceivable qualities. But a few of these qualities are that Krishna is Sat, Chit, and Ananda. So, if we come in the association of Krishna, then after some time, in the form of his holy name, then after some time we will understand that we are Sat, that we are eternal. That we are eternal. And by this, by knowing that we are eternal, this removes so much anxiety, so much problems. Can we have a little silence back there? By knowing of our, by not just intellectually understanding our eternal nature, but by chanting, by being in the society, we've come to realize our eternal nature. And then we won't feel the anxieties of our problems. Because we'll be eternal, we know we're eternal, but the problems are all temporary. We will still be present when the problems are finished. Like all of us, all of you here, specifically in India, people have a lot of pressure on them to study in school, right? So when I was in Bangalore recently, so my friend's daughter, she had to go having exams. She was in complete anxiety. The parents had to console her that if she's going to do well in school. But who here is worrying about their exams from when they were 15 years old? Nobody's worrying about those exams. Because you are eternal, the problem is temporary. You're well past that. So we will be, since we are eternal, no matter how many problems we have, which are associated with the body and the mind, we will still continue to exist after all of those difficulties are gone. So therefore we develop composure. We become peaceful. We don't become disturbed by that. And the second quality of Krishna is that he is chit. He is all knowledge. All knowledge is there. Krishna is situated in the heart of all the living entities. So by continuous chanting of the holy name, we will be able to pacify the mind, control the mind, and as it's stated in the Bhagavad Gita, as soon as the mind is controlled, the super soul is attained. So then, you'll be able to hear the super soul when he speaks to you. You'll be able to hear the Paramatma directly in your heart tell you what you should do. Don't do this, do that. I know other devotees, and also myself, had direct experience of this type of thing. Many years ago, very many years ago, in 1983 or 84, 83, I was in living in New Vrindavan. And I was assigned with the duty of creating the Vaishnava calendar program. In those days, we had very primitive computers compared to today. Your cell phone probably has more programming ability than the computers of those days. Anyway, I had to from scratch. I had to develop the software for the Vaishnav calendar, which we're using today. So it was very difficult. Sometimes I was almost on the verge of crying because of the complexity of the situation. But every morning I would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning because I was a pujari for Nrisingadev, Lakshmi Nrisingadev, and I would chant all my japa. And I always kept a notebook with me because many, many times as I was chanting my japa, all the solutions to the problem just appear suddenly in my mind. Krishna just provided all the solutions, all the answers. I didn't want to become distracted from chanting my japa, so I just wrote down the answers and then continued with the real business, which was chanting the holy name. So Krishna could do that. Many godfathers have told me how they've been, you know, simply by chanting, you know, if they're in trouble, just to chant the holy name, and it pacifies the mind, and then Krishna enlightens us what we should do. And of course, Krishna is also Anandam, is bliss itself, ecstasy itself. So I'm sure that many devotees have experienced, specifically in a chanting, in a kirtan, a very sweet kirtan, a glimmer. Krishna might give us sometime a little taste, a little drop, that where the heart begins to crack. Some heart becomes disturbed by hearing the sound of the holy name. We become upset. With tears might come to the eyes. Not full ecstasy as explained in Nectar Dosha, but it's the shadow. Krishna is giving us a little taste of the pleasure of the holy name. Otherwise, why would we continue chanting? Why would we continue coming from Mangal Arati unless we're tasting something from the holy name? I'm sure everybody has had some experience like that. Right. So, this is the reason why we that the holy name is directly Krishna, the association of Krishna. And unlike other yagnas in past ages, in say in Treta Yuga when yagna was predominant, a lot of preparation was required, a lot of difficulties were there. In the Brihat Bhagavatamrita in part 2, when Gopa Kumar, he goes to, I think it's Janaloka, above Swarga, Janaloka, where the Prajapatis are. And they are all engaged in doing yajna. And he's very happy. He's very happy seeing the yajna Purush come out of the fire and he's offering. But then he gets disturbed because then the yajna Purush goes away. The yajna Purusha goes away. He leaves after yajna is over. He goes away. So, but with the Harinam yajna, the japa, you can do it anytime, any place. When you're laying in bed, when you're walking down the street, when you're sitting in the bus, any place, any time, you can chant the holy name. That is a great benefit of the Sankirtan Jagat. There's no restriction. Anytime, any place, one can perform this activity, unlike, you know, arranging for a fire, you know, this big fire kundi, you know, all the Agnihotras, a lot of preparation, and it ends at a certain time. Even at the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the rishis are complaining to Shanaka. Rishis describe how their eyes are all full of smoke and their nose is, you know, black stuff is coming out, and they can't see anymore. They're getting tired of all that because they've been having fire sacrifices for so long. In fact, in the Mahabharata also there's one description. There was one king was always engaged in yajnas that actually the Brahmins wanted him to stop because there's so much difficulties. The smoke was bothering them. But this is not in Harinam Sankirtan. It's not like that. The only thing is the devotees make a little tired. But then what do they do? in the Chaitanya. Then they would take prasadam, rest, and have more kirtan. That's all. Just take a little prasadam, have a little bit of rest, and then have more kirtan. So it's not, it's only limited by your physical stamina. That's all. So that's the benefit of the Harinam Sankirtan. And you can do it, then we can take it to every other, you can take it to other people. People don't have to understand. They don't have to understand the holy name. They don't have to understand what we're doing for it to have an effect. It's like medicine. You don't have to have a degree in biochemistry to understand how the medicine has an effect. So people are going down the, you're going down into the market having kirtan, then it has an effect. That one of my god sisters, Omkar Dasi, her name is Omkar. She lived in the area of 22nd Avenue. She lived in the area of 22nd Avenue, and every day she would see the devotees. But she was not attracted to them. In fact, she was an atheist. And she didn't believe in, she didn't believe in God. But then, and she was always, in fact, she told me that when she would see the devotees, she would walk on the other side of the street to avoid the devotees. But at that time, up to this point in time, she had never seen Harinam Party. Then one day, because she worked on Wall Street in New York City, one day she saw the devotees engaged in Harinam. And she just, when she heard the Harinam Party, it was, she said that she thought that she had like a recollection of a previous lifetime. And even she didn't believe in God. She didn't believe in reincarnation. She didn't believe, she was a complete materialistic atheist. But just hearing the Harinam Sankirtan Party, she became totally transformed and immediately joined the temple and became initiated by Srila Prabhupada. And that's in the West.
Who was that, Prabhu?
Her name was Omkara Dasi. Omkara, are you? A Ukrainian girl, actually, from the Ukraine. And Srila Prabhupada, one time Srila Prabhupada was discussing with the devotees, like the many senior devotees, and he was saying how all of you were sent by Bhakti Siddhanta, Lord Chaitanya sent you to me, etc., etc., you know, glorifying the devotees. And then Bhavananda Prabhu, he said, but Srila Prabhupada, we were engaged in the most degraded activities. And he's talking about the North America, the most degraded activities imaginable. That's what we were doing. And Srila Prabhupada thought for a while, and he said, but when you heard the kirtan, you came running. When you heard the kirtan, you came running. That is how, that's how Srila Prabhupada started the movement. He started, he would go to, what is that park?
Tompkins Square.
Tompkins Square Park, right. I've been there. Tompkins Square, he would go there with a, not even a mridanga. He would have like a one bongo drum, and he would just do kirtan. And all the, for hours, and devotees, and people would come. They became attracted. Like Prabhupada was, he was, in one morning walk, Brahmananda was there. And so he said, point out, Brahmananda, he was the first one to dance in the kirtan. And then Kirtananda Swami was there. He says, no, I was the first one. And then Prabhupada said, this Brahmananda, you are defeated. Kirtananda, he was the first one to dance. Like, Kirtananda is more greater than Brahmananda. Brahmananda is not as much as a kirtan. So he was joking. Prabhupada had a very good sense of humor. Tremendous sense of humor, Prabhupada. So even we don't have to explain to people what we do. We just have to do it. We just have to do the kirtan and not be afraid. Not be afraid what people will say and what they will do. We just have to engage in the kirtan with full faith, knowing that it is directly Krishna. It is directly Krishna. It is Krishna's, it is Lord Chaitanya's weapon. This is Sangha. This is his weapons. is the weapon of Lord Chaitanya. To, so if we want to be, this is Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, if we want to be in Lord Chaitanya, we want to be helping Lord Chaitanya, then we have to engage in this kirtan here and also in the street. And that will please Lord Chaitanya very much. Aside from that, there's just the chanting of the holy name itself is of course purifying to us. The more we chant, the more pure we become because of, again, association with Lord Krishna, association with all the different personalities associated with Lord Krishna. They're all there with the holy names. In South India, the Vishnu Sahasranam is very prominent. Everybody chants Vishnu Sahasranam. But as Lord Shiva explained to Parvati, that simply once chanting the name of Ram, that is equivalent to chanting 1,000 names of Vishnu. And in another Purana explains that once chanting the name of Krishna is three times chanting the name of Lord Ram. Just have to continue chanting this holy name. And you will get many benedictions, a lot of purification. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains in the 5th chapter, verse 29, that He is the Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokam Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantam Vichchati. That He is the best friend. He is the enjoyer of all sacrifices and all austerities. He is the owner of all the three worlds. And He is the best friend of all the living entities. He's the best friend of all. And those who know this truth, they have peace. So this material world is a very, very dangerous place. Not only is it a place of struggle, but it's a dangerous place. Extremely dangerous place, full of suffering. As Maharaj was saying, sometimes people think, oh, today we are modern. We are modern, we don't need all of these things. We are abundant. Now we're modern, we don't need these things. But all throughout history, people were considering they are modern and they don't need what the ancient said. It's modern is just an ephemeral thing. What is modern today will not be modern tomorrow. That thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, people were concerned about what? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Isn't it? They were concerned about that before. They're concerned about it today. Right? That's what they're concerned about. Not that, well, we have the internet. We're different. But what do they do on the internet? They have dating services, right? Find your, go to shadi.com and you can find your wife. You know? That's what they use. Or go to monster.com and you can find a job. That solves your eating problem. They do the same thing on the internet. As they even wage war on the internet. They have Al-Qaeda has its training centers, all these different terrorist groups, they do everything via the internet. So it's not that, we are modern, we have the internet. It's just the same thing. We're just doing exactly the same thing. And millions of years from now, people will still be concerned about eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, because that is what the material body is all about. And because we have a material body, then that gives us certain real problems. The real problem is birth, death, old age, and disease. In the past, everybody had this problem. Today they're having this problem, and they will also have the same problem later. So the problems are the same. Then guess what? The solution is the same. The problem didn't change. The problem didn't change millions of years ago. The problem was the same a million years ago. It is the same today. It will be the same tomorrow. So that means the solution is the same. We don't have to, if we change the solution, we might be solving a different problem, not the real problem. So the Shastras explain what the solutions are. So in this age, the solution is through Harinama Sankirtan. Because as Krishna said, He is your greatest friend. That means in the form of the holy name, Krishna is present as your friend. And we have to develop that relationship with Krishna, He who is our greatest friend. Because I can tell you, at the time of death, the holy name will be your only friend. You do not have any doubt about that. He will be your only friend when you are lying there, racked in pain and suffering, and your life breath is being wrenched from you. He is your only friend. I can tell you that for sure. So we should make a relationship now. We should solidify that relationship. We should make an acquaintance with that friend and develop that relationship. So that is the gift that Lord Chaitanya has given us. The reason we are sitting here today, we would not be sitting here today if it was not for Lord Chaitanya. That because of very strongly wanting to fulfill the mission of Lord Chaitanya, Bhakti Siddhanta ordered Srila Prabhupada to go to the West. And then Srila Prabhupada went to the West and he made so many disciples, and they are the ones that came to India and opened so many centers. Delhi temple was opened by a Westerner, not by an Indian. Most of the temples in India were all opened by Westerners. Calcutta, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Trivandrum, Chennai, Delhi, Mumbai, they're all opened by Westerners who were. So it's all because of Lord Chaitanya that we are sitting here. So we have to be very thankful to Lord Chaitanya. We have to always remember the mercy that Lord Chaitanya is giving us at every minute. And if we are, as Prabhupada said, if we are not happy, if we have some problem, it simply means that we are not Krishna conscious. And we want to become Krishna conscious, what is the best way? Chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. No class. There's no class. Tamal Krishna once said, he challenged one devotee in, he challenged one karmi in Fiji. He says, challenged the person that if you chanted the Maha Mantra 16 rounds a day for a month, you will see the difference. That there is a difference. That it is reality. Some people say that God is an escape from reality. That you're trying to escape reality. But no. God is an encounter with reality. Chant the holy name of Krishna, then you are encountering reality. Many people are, there are many searchers, people searching for the truth. Right? Many philosophical groups, theosophists, so many different organizations where they're searching for the truth. But as one philosopher, Soren Kierkegaard, said, the problem with these people is that they don't actually want to find the truth, because if you find the truth, then you have to obey the truth. You have to surrender to the truth. You have to. So they don't give you 1 to 5. They just like the idea that they're searching. But searching for something which they don't want to find. So that is the problem now with us. We actually found the truth. So now we have to surrender. And we have the very great responsibility that all of us are now in the Guru Parampara. So it's not that once you're in the Guru Parampara, that means we have the great responsibility of fulfilling the mission of the Guru Parampara. It's not that somebody else is going to do it. Oh, I'm an ISKCON, the GBC is going to do it. No. You have to do it. And you have to do it. And you have to do it. Everyone has to do it. Not somebody else has to do it. Everyone has to fly their own airplane. The GBC is not going to fly it for you. The temple president is not going to fly it for you. Because when you're lying on your deathbed, dying, the GBC is not going to help you. Unless they send a kirtan party, then they can help you. That's the only way they can help you. And that would be a great help. My godbrother Nirguna, he left his body surrounded by devotees chanting the holy name. But you might be so lucky. You might not be that lucky. My wife, her father also was a devotee. He was chanting 32 rounds per day. They found him days after he had died. He was alone. Apparently, he was alone. He was not alone, because he was with the holy name. He was a sincere chanter of the holy name, so he was not alone when he died. The holy name was with him. So we have to take this holy name. It is the most precious thing. Servants of the holy name. We have to serve the holy name. How does the holy name want to be served? By being spread everywhere. Chanting. Oftentimes, I've seen videos of Srila Prabhupada. I remember one video where he's being interviewed by some reporters. And while the reporter is speaking, they have the picture is focusing on Srila Prabhupada. And though Srila Prabhupada was not speaking, you could see that his vocal cords were always moving. That Srila Prabhupada was always chanting, constantly chanting, all the time. Constantly chanting. Once I was, when I was in Philadelphia, I was reading one book. It's not just that in our line where the chanting of the holy name is prominent. In all authentic spiritual lineages, the holy name is very prominent. I was reading one book called The Way of the Pilgrim, which speaks about one Christian mystic in Russia. Time of the Crimean War, how he went to. He was a very sincere person, and one time he heard one sermon. And in the sermon, the priest said that he was quoting some gospel, and the gospel said that one should learn how to pray unceasingly, always praying. So he was a very sincere man. So he asked the priest, Well, how do I do that? And the priest said, well, actually, I don't know. I didn't know how to. So he kept He wanted to follow the instructions of the scriptures. So he wanted to know how to do it. So he went looking around. Finally, he found one guru. And the guru said, well, he gave him one mantra, Christian mantra, and said, you go into this room and you chant this mantra 6,000 times a day. So then he said, I said, he did that for several months. And after that, he said, well, now what do I do? And then the guru said, well, now you chant it 12,000 times a day. So he did it for several months. And then he asked his guru, well, now what do I do? He said, well, now you chant it 18,000 times per day. So he was chanting like that. But then after he finished that, then he asked his guru, now what do I do? He says, now don't stop chanting. Now don't stop chanting. So he was chanting this mantra to the point that with each beat of his heart was one syllable of the mantra. He was continuous 24 hours a day with each beat of his heart. He was chanting the name of God. So that is what we have to do also. It's not just, it's everywhere. Now yesterday when I was at the hospital with my wife to get her halo removed, so there was people from all over the world come to that hospital. And so there was these four Muslims from Afghanistan. Very two ladies completely covered. She could only see this much. And still she was putting, wrapping herself more. I don't know what she was trying to cover. Because only this much was showing. But still she was doing. And then there's two other men. One of them was limping. It had his foot blown off in a mortar attack. Or a landmine. He was the son of some big tribal leader there. Anyway, the other man was there. He was a very tough guy, very tough. But then what did he do? While he was waiting, he pulled out his mala. He pulled out his mala and he began chanting 99 names of Allah. The 99 names of Allah. So, Islam, Christianity. But specifically, in the... We have an announcement. Is it time? No, not quite yet. Right at this minute?
Hare Krishna. One family, Mr. Devendra Kumar Mishra, please come. And he donated all the expenses of today's festival. He sponsored all of his family.
So there's a few minutes left. And I'll leave it for questions. Anybody have any questions?
Speak louder.
There are a few minutes left. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. May I give him the...
I accept the name of God.
I have not heard that, but I'm not saying it's not true. Srila Prabhupada never said it. Maharaj, you know anything about that? Srila Prabhupada never said it. That's why Srila Prabhupada focused on the Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra. Unless it is in the Shastra, we do not accept it.
There is a statement in the chanting of the Hare Mantra is more effective than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra.
In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta was, there was one incident in Puri where there was one Babaji who invented a mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So Bhaktisiddhanta went to great lengths to castigate and to destroy this concept. We simply chant according to Shastra methodology. Only if it's mentioned in Shastra. And even though, as Maharaj said, the Panchatattva mantra is, you know, because it was Gojana has been merciful, he didn't come, Gojana didn't come to deliver the Panchatattva mantra. He came to deliver the Hare Krishna mantra. That is what we should engage in. Shri Mahaprabhu, you know, often is one of the devotees. The main mantra in kirtans should be a Maha mantra, not this Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Sometimes we want for long time is Hari Bol. The main thing is the Maha mantra. Any other questions?
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.